Wilson Kamani, the Bishop of Ibad Diocese in the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, says he spent 18 hours driving from Iba to Juba earlier this week, a distance of about 272 kilometers. He says the state and national government need to fix the road which connects Western Equatorial State to South Sudan's capital, Juba.
Frankly speaking, the road that connects us to Juba is very bad, and if you travel by that road, you will know that the road is not good this time. There are a number of potholes on the way, and this time my car got stuck twice. The same experience that we experienced, it also happens to some of our Christians or some of our members who travel by that road, and the bad thing is that it has a huge impact on people. Let us take example of the traders. A trader at any time can just fix a price on the commodities, and sometimes it is going to be unaffordable for other people.
Samuel Anbiko is an entrepreneur in Yambio who deals in stationery and electronics. He says traders must spend extra money to bring goods to Yambio because of the bad roads.
Road is our problem. That's why you see we are struggling here with business. If the road could be clear, I believe by now Yambio could have been competing with Juba, one of the cities in South Sudan. If it can be fixed, we can progress well, and it can create employment for our use. Not only me, but for people who have also some agricultural products, they can be exporting to Juba, but due to the bad road, this cannot be done as soon as possible in the meantime.
Antuna Richard is the state minister for roads, transport and bridges. She says the national government is responsible for building and maintaining major roads connecting the states to other towns.
Actually, this ministry, it is called Ministry of Roads and Bridges, but for me as a minister, I call it Ministry of No Roads, because we are not rehabilitating roads, opening roads for people. So the state ministry of roads and bridges, we are left vulnerable to do road activities. Even to repair a bridge is a problem. So I appeal to the national government to look seriously into the issue of Western Equatoria, because Western Equatoria is a food basket. Now, I would like to appreciate the people who have decided to look at the suffering of the community, and they gave themselves to help us with the rehabilitation of this road, especially filling of the major potholes.
For many years, the 355 kilometers trunk road from Yambio to Juba has been a major challenge to motorists and vehicles transporting goods from Juba to Western Equatorial State and vice versa. For VOA News, I am Matias Samuel Timatio, reporting from Western Equatorial State capital, Yambio.